Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic, website aisleseat.com, member of the Critics' Choice Association, and a prolific tweeter at aisleseat. His appearance sponsored by the Campus Theater, campustheater.org. Good morning, Movie Mike. Thanks for calling in today.
Good morning.
I do appreciate that, so thanks for checking in. Let's start out with a review of The Marksman. Now, I was shocked to find out that there would be a violent movie with a mild-mannered character that Liam Neeson is and then becomes a violent individual as the movie progresses, but this is the shocking truth, right?
Hard to believe that he would make a movie like that, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Here it is, one more time. Well, in The Marksman, Liam Neeson plays a retired Marine sharpshooter who lives along the Arizona border and spends his days reporting illegal aliens who have crossed over into the United States. One day, he encounters a woman and her 11-year-old son who are being pursued by a dangerous cartel intent on killing them. The woman offers Neeson a ton of stolen cartel money to get her boy safely to relatives in Chicago. He agrees, leading to a chase in which the bad guys pursue him halfway across the country trying to get their money back. Liam Neeson is very good in The Marksman, and the film certainly has some moments of tension as he and the kid attempt to outrun their pursuers. Unfortunately, the movie sticks so firmly to a formula that there are no surprises. This is one of those movies where you pretty much know everything that's going to happen in the first 15 minutes, and then you sit there waiting for the movie to catch up to you. The bottom line is that The Marksman is a perfect example of what I call a time killer movie. If you have 2 hours to waste, it's passably entertaining. On the other hand, if you want to see something that really grabs you, this isn't quite it. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 2.5 sniper rifles.
Now, is there some nuance or some aspect of this that could have enhanced it? I mean, did they miss an obvious opportunity to add a twist or a plot or a monster or something to this?
Yeah, I think they could have done a couple of things differently. I mean, the first is that they could have made the bad guy a little bit more interesting. He's just your typical wild-eyed psychopath. The actor who plays him overacts in typical villain style, so they could have made him a more nuanced character. There's another character in the film, Neeson's stepdaughter, who works at U.S. Customs and Border Patrol and kind of aids and abets him in what he's doing or provides cover for what he's doing, but also begs him to return back home. I think she could have been more integral to the plot. The kid himself could have had a little more personality. Any of those things might have bumped it up just a little bit, but instead it's just a generic Liam Neeson action movie. He makes, you know, one or two of these a year, and this one is no different than Honest Thief, which he had out a couple months ago, or, you know, any of the others that he's had in the last few years.
Are we missing an opportunity if we're not challenging Liam Neeson?
Well, I think so. I mean, he does occasionally veer out of this wheelhouse and do something else interesting and different. But, you know, I prefer him in movies like Schindler's List, which was one of his great performances. Now, granted, not every movie can be Schindler's List, but I feel like he makes the same basic action movie over and over. After the success of Taken, he has that formula that he keeps going back to, and he goes back to it a lot. I wish he would go back to it a little less frequently. Once in a while is okay, but we don't need 2 or 3 movies a year that are pretty much identical from him.
All right, well, he's got the talent. I look ahead to the future. Maybe somebody will challenge him again with a great movie, a Schindler's List caliber, or somewhere between Taken and Schindler's List would be fine. So, although the Taken movies have their own appeal, there's no argument about that. Yeah, they are interesting, too. Okay, let's talk about some other new movies. Anything else in theaters coming out these days?
That is the only new movie debuting in theaters this weekend.
Okay. The Sopranos movie prequel delayed. I'm assuming that's COVID, but maybe I'm making an assumption there.
Yes, it's due to COVID. The Sopranos prequel film called The Many Saints of Newark has been pushed again. It will now open this fall. It was originally supposed to open in March of this year, and now it's been bumped back to 2024 because of COVID. And the film is the early days of Tony Soprano and his formative years. So a lot of interest around this film, and Warner Brothers clearly wants to get it into theaters, so they're going to bump it back to September.
You said 2024. Is that...
I'm sorry. September 24th, 2021.
There we go. Okay, perfect. I got you. Okay. All right.
It's very early in the morning.
Right. No argument there. Is this film done?
Yeah, it's done. It's ready to go.
Okay, so it's just a matter of when it drops into theaters. All right, Army Hammer is out of a film. You gave me a link to follow up on. This can only be listed as bizarre, so please tell us about that.
Yes, Army Hammer has dropped out of Lionsgate's Shotgun Wedding, a movie that he was set to co-star in with Jennifer Lopez. And this comes amid a social media firestorm about him. There were some tweets that went out, or private messages that are allegedly from him, that spread online over the weekend, and in them he talks about fantasies of cannibalism and some sexually aggressive fantasies that he has, and this really turned a lot of people off. It caught fire online, so now in order to be with his family and kind of ride out this controversy, Armie Hammer has dropped out of that film with J-Lo.
Did he tweet those things to somebody, or are they from, you say they're from messages of some sort?
They look to be from Twitter private messages that he sent to somebody. It's unclear, even if they're real, and it's unclear who they sent them to. But he does have a reputation for some unusual things he said in interviews related to sexual fantasies and stuff like that. So I think people are kind of believing this. So it's really just sort of an ugly PR scandal, certainly not something any celebrity would want to find themselves caught in the middle of.
All right, so he dropped out of a film, said he wouldn't, what did he say, this wouldn't be an ideal time, or this, I just want to spend time with my family at this time, I think he said something along that line. So, all right.
Right,
so
he wants to spend time with his children.
All right, so someone else will have to be cast in that particular film. We have, you know, the nation's at a crossroads. If we hear from Macaulay Culkin, tell us about his latest remarks.
Well, you may remember in Home Alone 2, there's a scene where Macaulay Culkin's character, Kevin, wanders into a Trump hotel and asks a man for directions, and it turns out to be Donald Trump, and that was his cameo. Well, now there's a petition circulating online from people who want Donald Trump's cameo removed from Home Alone 2, and Macaulay Culkin is supporting that. He also believes that Trump should be cut out of the film in light of the recent things that have happened in our country. So whether or not that'll happen, I don't know. I'm kind of a believer that the movies are what they are. You know, let them as they are, and we can discuss them. But Macaulay Culkin wants the Donald out.
Okay. All right, what else is happening in the movie world? How are theaters faring? Any update there?
Well, Wonder Woman 84 had a pretty decent first opening weekend, which did $16 million. So that tells me that audiences are ready to come back if there's a great big movie to be excited about. So I think that does bode well for the future of theaters. People are willing to return at some point, but we still have to get COVID under control. Business is still generally very low. People are largely afraid to turn out. So hopefully we'll get this vaccine rolling soon and theaters will be able to go back to normal.
And you enjoyed Wonder Woman. How is it doing in terms of ratings and acceptance?
It's been really divided. Some people love it. Some fans have expressed a lot of disappointment with it. I was in the love it camp. I thought it was terrific. I enjoyed it even more than the original. But it's been very divisive. It definitely has not had the same kind of near unanimous praise that the original did.
All right. Oh, yeah, that's somewhat surprising. But it just goes to show that it's not automatic with these great films that come out. I think you gave it, what, 3.5?
3.5, yeah.
Breastplates or something like that. I forget what it was. Okay. Thank you so much, Movie Mike. Really appreciate all your updates. Thank you for staying in touch.
Hey, thank you.
Do appreciate that. Movie Mike McGranahan, aisleseat.com, the way to stay in touch with him. You can follow him on Twitter, @aisleseat, and his appearance on WDKOK, always sponsored by the Campus Theater, Lewisburg.